President Bush is preparing to deliver the final speech of his presidency.
Tonight, I'm going to give a farewell address to the American people. It's going to be a short one, so. But it's got a lot of meaning to it, as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to urge our nation to continue to engage the world with confidence in the transformative power of freedom and liberty.
Mr. Bush previewed the speech earlier in the day during a visit to the State Department. The president's top White House advisor, Ed Gillespie, says the speech will not be a list of Mr. Bush's accomplishments, but will thank the American people for the opportunity to serve.
He will obviously reflect on his time in office, the 8 years here, and some of the experiences that he and the American people have been through together in that time. It is a presidency, obviously, at a time of great consequence and a lot of major events.
While most recent presidential farewells have been broadcast from the White House Oval Office, Mr. Bush will speak from the much larger East Room, where he'll have an audience featuring a number of Americans he met during his presidency. Mr. Bush will spend his final weekend as president at Camp David, the presidential retreat near Washington. His final public appearance will be Tuesday when he greets President-elect Barack Obama at the White House before they ride together to the Capitol for Mr. Obama's swearing-in. Kent Klein, VOA News, at the White House.